All right, at the end of today's podcast, we have comedian Dusty Slay. He's got a brand new Netflix special that we want you to watch. It's called The Stand-Ups. It's hilarious. Dusty is hilarious. It's definitely worth sticking around past the closing jingle for.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you got the 92 minutes of favorites coming up.
One of my favorite? Oh, now, there will be no backstory on that one. But that is
Carson
one of my,
doesn't even know what that is.
I do not.
That is one of my all-time newest favorite golds that we've ever added to the thing. And no, you don't get a...
We can't give you an explanation because it'll get us in trouble. So give it to us one more time, Bubba.
Hey, you got the 92 minutes of favorites coming up.
I don't even see how it gets us in trouble.
I mean, just because it doesn't get us in trouble.
It hurts somebody's feelings.
Yeah, it might hurt, yes. Somebody that I really don't like, so I don't really care.
Someone that Patrick doesn't like so much that he actually had a T-shirt made with a slogan about this person.
Oh, that's right. I need to make a new one.
Yeah, you do. But it wasn't just
that
person.
Why do you have to make a new one?
Because the letters are falling off because it's all worn out because I wore it so much. It wasn't just that one person. It turns out there are several people with that particular name that are all jerks. And so I was like,
There's only one. We know one.
That's not
one.
A jerk. Yeah, we call him the good one. The good blank.
Yep.
So, you know, it's fine.
One dude.
Hi, y'all. Hi. We're here. Yay. We're doing a podcast.
It's a podcast.
And, you know, today I think we should all just kind of discuss what's about to happen here in a little over a week. Valentine's Day. I think it's a big deal.
I thought you meant the Super Bowl, dude.
I did too.
Oh. I was like, Super Bowl.
I was like, you want to talk about them Bengals? Let's go.
Let's do it.
Joe Burrow, he's going all the way. I'm just saying it right now.
Yeah, he is.
You heard it here first. Your boy's a winner. Actually, if he survives, that's really the only thing. If that line can keep him in the game long enough to win it, he'll win it. However, if his offensive line... you know, continues that thing that they've been doing lately, he's in trouble.
Think of all the superstar college quarterbacks, and I'm not talking about the guys like Tebow who never really got a chance in the NFL, and there's a couple others like Danny Werfel who won the Heisman Trophy but never really...
Ryan Leaf.
But he didn't win the Heisman
Manziel.
Trophy. I'm talking about...
Oh, you meant winners.
Think about all the Heisman Trophy winners... or national championship winners, either or, because no one's won the national championship
in college
as a starter and the Super Bowl since Joe Montana, and he won his last Super Bowl in like 1989 or something like that.
Wow, yeah.
And then no one's won the Heisman Trophy.
Okay,
Let me finish. Well, no one's won the Heisman Trophy and then won the Super Bowl since the 70s. Jim Plunkett and Roger Staubach were the last two guys to win both. No one has ever won all three because neither one of those dudes won a national championship.
Okay, so why is it these stud quarterbacks coming out of college usually don't pan out?
That's just it. I mean, think of some of the names of the guys who have won the Heisman Trophy. You know, Chris Winkie was a big deal in college, and he was an older guy. They thought he would do well in the NFL. Nothing. Tebow, obviously. Sam Bradford got hurt. Robert Griffin III got hurt. Johnny Manziel.
I said Manziel a minute
ago. Yeah, who else? I know there's some others.
I used to love Manziel's kookiness, man. I miss that. Like, Manziel was fun to watch and follow because he was such a train wreck. He was entertaining. You know how they say the NFL is football entertain or sports entertainment? He was really the closest thing to
about wrestling.
I was going to say the NFL. Big D told us this whole thing the other day. You might have not have been in here, so the NFL filed for some some lawsuit.
Yeah, they got sued. They were named as in a lawsuit, and in the trial, they came out and said we are a sports entertainment company.
Hmm. Okay, which is like wrestling. So you always go, well, is it rigged or what's up?
It's not. Since the last time a Heisman Trophy winner won the Super Bowl, okay, as a quarterback, Jim Plunkett, he won it in 1970. Roger Staubach won it in the 60s. and they won their Super Bowls in the 70s. So since the 80s, here are the quarterbacks. Doug Flutie, Vinny Testaverde, Andre Ware, no. Ty Detmer, no, he didn't pan out. Gino Toretta. Charlie Ward went to the NBA and played in the NBA for years and never played NFL football. Danny Werfel, Chris Winkie, Carson Palmer. He had a career, but he never won the Super Bowl. Eric Crouch never played. Jason White, Matt Leinart. Remember Matt Leinart?
I do.
From USC.
Yeah, because he dated Kristen Cavallari.
See, well, that's it's
Reggie Bush.
These are girls' things that I know.
Troy Smith was a quarterback. Cam Newton got to the Super Bowl. Did not win.
I'd like to thank the Broncos for stopping that train.
Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota, all these dudes, man. Lamar Jackson's still in the league. Baker Mayfield's still in the league. Kyler Murray's still in the league. But Joe Burrow could be the first guy to ever do all three.
You're very excited about that.
I just love it.
Look at how much research Patrick has put into this topic. Like, we didn't even discuss this pre. You have had this set up.
I'm just reading off a list. But no, I just think it's fascinating that all of those guys who were like, the top of college football as a quarterback
fizzled.
Yeah, or just never quite got there. Got hurt, got whatever. It's a rare thing. We might see the first guy to ever do it. Oh, Joey B. I love it, man. Y'all know I love me some Joe Burrow. My LSU colors are showing. That's fine.
As you can see behind Patrick, I don't
know
if you can see
my purple office.
Yeah.
I was debating about going to Cincy for the game. Just to go watch it in Cincinnati.
I was gonna say, the game's not in Cincinnati.
Thank you for that information, because obviously I'm a girl and wouldn't know that. Okay. But, you know, Cincinnati is one of the two teams playing.
I understand.
So.
That'd be kind of fun, though. Mm-hmm.
Where's it at this year?
It's in L.A. at the SoFi Stadium.
That's a cool stadium.
Second year in a row that a team gets to play in their home stadium.
I know. That's another thing. For 54 years, played in the Super Bowl when the game was going to be in their town.
Should have happened now basically 3 years in a row because the Saints should have been in there whenever there was the Nola no call, whatever.
There you go. Bubba should have been in.
But think about it. It should have been 3 years in a row. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. It never happened, and then all of a sudden, bam, bam, bam.
Yeah.
That's it. 2 years in a row. So
okay, we're done. Thanks.
All right. Well, there we go. Next week, we're going to make the whole building stink by blowing up eggs in the microwave.
Oh, I'm so excited about the egg bowl.
Oh, that's right.
Egg bowl is one of the greatest things ever. For those of you who may not have listened for the last year or maybe not have gone back and listened, I don't know the ratio. Like, I don't know what the record of the eggs is. But lately, it had gone almost like 20 years being completely 100% accurate. I think it was maybe off one time. And then in the last couple of years, it's been wrong. So I don't know what's going on. We did change the microwave, and that might have changed the wattage. I don't know.
I mean, we've had the same microwave now for, this is our ninth year.
Well,
the same microwave.
Not with that one.
Yeah, that's the same microwave.
No.
That's the same microwave we got when we moved in here. I know, because I had to search out a tiny microwave. So maybe the microwave is too small.
To fit in that little slot?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. But either way, we've had kind of mixed results of the winners for the Super Bowl. The eggs were really great at predicting the Super Bowl. And I was like, there was a time I was like, look, if you're a gambling person, go ahead and put your money on the eggs.
Maybe we should put the odds. Maybe we should put the spread. Maybe it should be Cincinnati +4.5. L.A. -4.5. And it should just tell us who's going to cover the spread.
Can we make an egg bowl prop bet?
Yeah, egg bowl prop bet. You start betting right now on who's going to win the egg bowl, and they might not win the Super Bowl. Just saying.
Yeah,
maybe we're doing it all wrong. Maybe we're supposed to say who covers the spread.
My favorite part, I will tell you, is decorating the eggs. But you know what? I'm not doing it this year. I'm not doing it because we hired Garrett, and Garrett is a flipping amazing artist.
Yeah,
if you look at just so y'all know, there's like little things on our some of the what you call it?
The thumbnails. Yeah.
Some of the thumbnails, you'll see like there's a foot on one. Like Big D was talking about, take your shoes and socks off or whatever. And there's
one of me that went up today where I'm like, he made me into
a baby.
Cupid. He put my head on a Cupid body.
So those are all hand drawn.
Like
I thought they were like things that he went and pulled off of the internet.
I don't even know if D knows that, because I just told Bubba that this morning in the kitchen. But no, I saw Garrett drawing.
Yeah, go to our YouTube channel. By the way, give us all the best reviews ever on the podcast and on the
thumbs
on YouTube.
Up and leave comments, because that does help.
Like and share.
I saw Garrett drawing the little Cupid, and I was like, and he did it in like 3 minutes with his finger on an iPad. Like, okay, you know what?
Yeah.
That's
you can see it. Bubba actually is pretty good at that stuff too.
Not like that.
Not just out of thin air. That's crazy.
That's sick. I was giving him props big time. I'm like, those are amazing.
But that's Bubba's favorite part of the Egg Bowl. Big D's favorite part is the smell, because he loves eggs. loves the smell of an egg blowed up in a microwave.
What if we put an extension cord and took the microwave and put it out in the parking lot?
Yeah.
That way it doesn't smell up the building.
But what we need to do is put it, like we did last year, in a little styrofoam container or something, so that it doesn't blow up and stick. Then the microwave stinks for days.
That's the problem. Bringing it outside, it's still inside the microwave. Mm-hmm. Like, we need a separate microwave for this. What we need.
Guys, you want me to order a microwave that we use once a year only in the Egg Bowl?
Offer him $10 out the door.
There's that guy next door, Carson, who's got those shipping containers. We could store it in there every year.
If you're in an estate sale this weekend and you see a microwave, go ahead and get it. But I don't think we should buy a separate one.
No.
I think that'd be silly.
But no, get one on the cheap.
You're not really going to buy a microwave.
Like, if
just
this one
that,
for $10 at an estate sale, we'll use it one time and then we'll freaking give it away. Yeah. Like,
give it away.
Yeah. I'll bring it to the Goodwill. They'll be like, why does it smell like eggs? No, it's fine.
Don't worry. Don't worry about it. You're fine.
Just a little Lysol. You get rid of that. It's fine.
So I like eggs. I don't like the smell of eggs in the microwave.
You like eggs? I don't think I've ever seen you eat eggs or mayonnaise or anything.
I don't know how that awful rumor got started. I know. I like scrambled eggs.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, okay.
I like having eggs in like a...
Maybe it's just because of the egg bowl.
Fried egg po' boy. When you bite into it and all the yellow goop from the yolk just soaks into the bread.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Oh, it's the
best.
I
really hate... what's the people eat?
Hard-boiled eggs?
Yeah, I can't handle them.
Or deviled eggs?
Yeah.
I'll get deviled eggs, and I'll just eat them in D's like...
A friend of mine used to bring hard-boiled eggs to school, and then her mother would pack her little salt and pepper shakers.
Yeah.
So she could... And I'm like, can you just do this at home? Like,
it's going to be fine. You know it's really not going to affect it at all.
You know, right? And I'm like, if you have to go through all this work for something out of your lunchbox, like, just get a bologna sandwich.
I love bologna sandwiches. Too. And I'll floss with the little piece of red whatever it is around the bologna. I'm like, no. Make sure you get all the bologna off of there.
Yeah, no thanks. But when you fry it, it does kind of... change the taste of it. It's
fried bologna is amazing.
Agreed.
That's how I feel about like fried spam and all that. Like, you guys are disgusted by spam and I love it. But man, when you fry it and throw it on like with some pickles and some cheese and a little bit of mayo, man, it is, it's almost like a Cuban sandwich.
Yeah, it's really
fantastic. Pork and
Yes, that's right. Lots of growing up, it'd always be like, oh, I got to go in for lunch. I'm like, oh, you want to come over? Okay. And then going in, his mom's making white bread with cold American cheese and cold bologna slice. And that's and some mayonnaise on it.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Boy, that is miserable.
Dude, when I would go fishing with my dad as a kid, we would be out on the boat, and the only thing he ever packed in the ice chest, we had one little tiny cooler. You know those little Playmate coolers that your parents always had? He had a little cooler, and it had potted meat, a half a loaf of bread, and maybe a can of sardines, some, you know, just stuff like that. Sausages. Yeah, that's what you eat when you're fishing.
Gosh, man.
So, man, I just...
potted meat.
And then the only thing
potted
to drink was
sardines?
Schlitz.
My dad ate potted meat with those saltine crackers, and we didn't even get, like, the premium. That was the name. The, like, brand name was premium.
Yeah.
Saltine. No, we got, like, you know... Purder. It was like a
store brand.
It's
really no
Winn-Dixie brand saltines, and they always stale.
What is potted meat?
Potted meat is a little bit of everything. It's like there might
it's ground up meat spread.
Think of it as pate. Just call it pate.
Oh no, it's pate meat.
Like, my father used to threaten my mother that he was going to bring a can of spam in the house. So that tells you what we were eating. So potted meat never crossed.
Potted meat is right up there with spam.
Luncheon loaf. Do you remember luncheon loaf?
I had an uncle that wouldn't eat anything but like potted meat and three other things. Like, he ate it every day.
Potted meat is, potted meat breath that is so bad. Ooh. However, the act of eating potted meat is so good on a cracker. I mean,
I ate it when I was a kid, but now I'm thinking about it. I'm like, no.
Nope.
No, I don't want that.
I mean, Bubba ate dog food, so you take that as your baseline.
Say, Bubba was all about, oh, I know that. I can tell the difference between spam and dog food.
No, it wasn't spam. It was potted meat and dog food.
Whatever.
Potted meat looks just like dog food.
And by the way, Big D never let me try.
I tricked him.
It was you? I forgot who it was.
I never held
the
spam, so he picked one.
Or when
and
you
it was...
drink the Vienna sausage juice.
Oh, God.
Through
still.
A straw.
Oh, how about when you lick the microphone after the dog licked it?
Y'all are crazy.
All these videos are available on our YouTube page, by the way.
I'm just going to go 3-1 on this one, Bubba. Look, a majority rule here.
I live my life, and it's a wonderful life.
Do.
I'm having
you
a good time, man.
So, all right, I'll help you out, Carson. It's
potted meat?
It's various meats, beef, pork, chicken, turkey, and organ meats are used.
Yes.
And it's an affordable meat product, and it has long shelf life. And a lot of people use it for like emergency food supplies and camping.
Yeah,
and
I got a ton of it.
Fishing.
This is the other reason I want to go first in the zombie apocalypse. Like,
she
ooh, I could live, but
meat.
I got to eat potted meat. I'll just die. Yeah. It's cool.
Really?
What kind of life am I living
One of the comments says, you're wrong. There have been three players to win the Heisman Trophy, National Championship, and the Super Bowl. I did not say player. I said quarterback.
Quarterback.
So there have been three players. Would anyone like to guess who those three players were?
Let's continue talking about potted meat.
I'm trying to make a game, but okay. That's fine.
I mean, we don't know.
You don't know.
We don't. So we'll just be going, I don't know.
Jim Brown.
Never mind. You're right.
It was OJ.
Taylor Hicks.
It's fine.
Taylor Hicks.
Clay Aiken.
I'm pretty sure. Clay Aiken is such a great guest.
Victoria Justice.
If anybody else gets that joke, but I liked it. It was Tony Dorsett, Marcus Allen, and Charles Woodson.
Oh, yeah, I knew
Charles
that.
Charles Woodson, who was
Why didn't
a
you
defensive
ask me?
Player. I did!
Charles Woodson, wasn't he the one that robbed Peyton of the Heisman?
I knew if I said Charles Woodson's name that Carson's eyebrows would go up. And she
look. I'm not gonna lie though. I might have sold a Charles Woodson T-shirt from when he won the Heisman for a lot of money. So, you know what? So thanks for the cash, bruh. Even though Peyton got robbed,
she's still mad. That was 25 years ago. Carson
some
still
guy.
Ticked.
Well, some guy who went to the Football Hall of Fame last year. He paid for that big VIP baggage where you could meet all the people that were getting inducted, and Charles Woodson was one of them. And he wore his Peyton was robbed T-shirt. And I was like,
"Well, Peyton was also getting inducted."
He was, but like, I'm not that. Like, I might talk a good game, but like, if you guys brought Charles Woodson
that
in,
guy, was it an original shirt from like '97?
I think so. Yeah,
props to that guy.
I saw pictures of him.
Good for you. You can still fit in a T-shirt you wore 25 years ago because I can't. Second, good for you for keeping it around and then showing up just to rub it in Woodson's face.
Rub what? Again, the dude won the Heisman.
He's the Super Bowl and the National Championship.
He's like, ooh, your T-shirt, big man, that paid $5,000 to just sit here with it. Okay. But yeah, you want to, and of course, you took the picture. So
that is pretty great. I actually have mad respect for that guy. That's the kind of thing I like. You show up, I'm going to pay for the VIP package so I can stand here with a T-shirt calling you out. That's great.
All right, so you guys have to pick one food product from a fast food place to make a meal. What do you
Make a meal?
Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets.
So Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so this is like
not
the same.
Else is in the meal, but the chicken nuggets go.
You can only
with
pick one
everything.
Thing from each fast food place.
Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets go with everything, and they're great.
Wendy's Frosty, the chocolate.
That's pretty good. That's good. That's more of a fries. Dessert, though.
Who's fries?
Not a dessert. McD's.
McDonald's fries.
McDonald's fries.
There's protein in a Frosty. There's all kinds of stuff in a
Frosty. Oh, no, chocolate Frosty is dope. Ooh, Arby's curly fries with the cheddar cup.
And the horsey sauce?
You could horsey sauce. I'll allow that, right? Because condiments count.
How about you, D?
I don't know. Everything y'all said is really good. I would.
By the way, only fat people throwing out their answer without thinking, like, right away.
Like,
boom.
Chick-fil-A, why wouldn't you go with their, like, I think their waffle fries.
Waffle fries really
waffle
with
fries
their
great,
Chick-fil-A
but you said,
sauce.
I don't know, man. No, chicken nuggets are the best. I love it.
All right. Like, combo
example,
meal. Let's go combo
okay,
meal.
Okay,
you have to go combo meal
then.
Because
yeah,
there are positives and negatives.
But what do you like mean? We've gotten catered like for my birthday party last year. We got 100 chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
They go with, and we had all kind of other food, but the chicken nuggets are so perfect. And they go with everything.
And they're good quality, aren't
and
they?
And they're very good quality. It's not like ground up pieces parts. It is real chicken breast cut up, and it is delicious.
Yeah.
So that, whatever that seasoning is Chick-fil-A uses.
You know, I keep reading that they marinate their chicken. Sorry, I'm kind of stuffed up here.
Don't say it. I don't want to hear it. I know what you're
saying. Up?
I said stuffed up.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't like stuffed up.
Yeah, so they marinated in pickle juice.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Really?
I'm done.
That's why it's better.
Okay, but that's basically vinegar, right? So it's okay. Oh. You can still eat it.
Patrick, they marinate in pickle
juice. Oh, you jerk! That's so nasty. First of all, I don't believe it. Second of all, if it's true, I don't want to know. I just don't. I don't want to think about it because nothing I love more than Chick-fil-A. And
yeah, I'm saying with mayonnaise. Like, I know it's in dressings. I know it's in ranch and blue cheese. It's in a bunch of stuff. Yeah. And I like those a lot. But I don't. I can't. I almost think that I'm gotten to the point where I just say I don't like it. And so, but I don't even, I bet if I tried it, I would be like, it's not bad.
The reason I'm like a Chick-fil-A, by the way, Garrett used to work at Chick-fil-A. Should we?
You did?
He can confirm that. Can you confirm, is it marinated in pickle juice? It's not. No. Oh, yo, no. Garrett. Oh, gosh, I'm so glad we hired you. That just for
really?
That, that was so great.
It's not.
He says it's not.
It's not. Is it marinated there at the store? It's not. It's that off-site.
Oh, so you don't actually know then?
It's, you can confirm it's not pickle juice.
Oh, Garrett.
Do you know what it is?
Yes. Yeah. The chicken. The sandwich. It's
different. Like,
here, sorry. Sorry, we're talking to him. He's got no microphone.
Sorry, True, Kathy. I don't want to give away any of your secrets or anything. The grilled stuff, the marinade, I can't. It's definitely not pickle juice, mm-hmm. but it's.
First off, you said pickle juice, and that's not true. It's juice.
Juice.
Pickle juice. The grilled.
He still said it.
The grilled nuggets. Don't know what the marinade is, but it is heavenly. Uh-huh. But the regular chicken, I think it's just like.
I can't
water,
do the
honestly.
Grilled nuggets.
Like,
they make me
like a brine.
They make me like sleepy.
That would make sense.
Like there is something in whatever is in the grilled nuggets.
Okay, but that's not if you eat like grilled nuggets. I thought you meant the regular ones.
Yeah. When I was paleo. I couldn't eat them because I would always, the only time I ever was eating Chick-fil-A is whenever my kids made me stop on road trips. I would stop and I would get the grilled nuggets and I'd be driving and 15 minutes later I'm like, I want to stop and sleep now.
I know I said this before that they opened a Chick-fil-A basically across the street from our office. It's like a quarter of a mile away. But I need y'all to know that I'm in danger of weighing 500 pounds. Because they are opening not one, but two Raising Cane's here in Nashville.
Good
and
for you.
There's one thing I love more than Chick-fil-A.
Cane sauce.
It is Raising Cane's. No, it's just chicken. It's so good. I don't know what it is.
And the fries.
Everybody, don't call me with your, but what about this place? No, you're wrong. Nothing is as good as Cane's. Nothing.
A lot of places have like a chicken finger place.
Yeah,
What's the one in Tallahassee?
I don't know, but like
well, the one in
Zaxby's
Oxford is Abner's.
Yeah,
we had a local guy, Abner's. He used to play football.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah, you know what's the best? Cane's. I'm just saying, it is so. Oh,
well, the one
God.
In Tallahassee, they say, was the one that started that whole thing.
Yeah.
And I can't think of the name of it right now. I really can't.
I don't know,
so.
But Cane's was really early. Oh, no, it was over 25 years ago, and it was a great idea.
Dude, and I love
so
it.
So the original
Texas
Cane's
toast.
Is right outside the North Gates, North Gates of LSU on Highland. It's still there. I was a freshman the year that it opened, and oh, my God.
Didn't
and
you
were
take
thin?
Me there, Bubba? I think I went with you
yeah,
and
we
your
went
wife
to, we went
and your
to
daughter.
Cane's.
Yeah,
yeah.
Was it the original?
I think
the,
we
oh,
did. Yeah,
we did.
That's awesome. Because it's like 2 in the morning. Yeah. By the way, we had just eaten at, what is it, the Drew Brees restaurant?
Yeah, Walk-Ons.
Yeah, we just had these mozzarella logs, and we'd eaten all this food. And then he's like, look, we're by the original Cane's.
We
got to
go.
It's and
original
I was like,
Cane's.
I support this life choice. This was a great, like, yeah,
I
let's take a tour.
I remember when they opened the second Cane's, and there's like 400 or 500 of them now. But I remember when they opened the second one on the other side of campus. And it was on my way from my apartment to the radio station. I had to pass it every day. And I was like, this is the best thing. And that was the first one where it was like they built it specifically. So they designed it. Wasn't like an old building that they just kind of moved into. And it was like, oh, my. Wow.
In-N-Out Animal
second
Fries.
Second Cane's? What?
In-N-Out Animal Fries.
It's so funny because when I go to my parents' house,
with a Flying Dutchman,
like two blocks over is a Raising Cane's. And I would always like send Patrick pictures.
Oh,
because I'm like in outside of Cleveland, Ohio, and there's a racing canes.
Like it used to just be like a southeastern thing, but now there's canes all over the country, and there's none in Nashville, and I've never understood why. It's just, but soon there will be, and I am going to be super fat because of it, because I can't resist it.
That place is called Guthrie's.
That's what it was, Guthrie's.
Tallahassee.
Yeah, and they were very similar. Remember, I was like, this is...
When did the first Guthrie's open?
1965.
Okay, well, yeah. Then yeah, that's they got older.
And in fact, the sauce that they use is
very similar.
It's what everyone, it seems, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, it seems like they're basing it off of this. But yeah, we've been. I went to one in Tallahassee, and it was a dump. It was a dump.
It was probably the one from 1965.
It was not in good shape, and they were just apathetic. I hate fast food. I hate anything. Anyone who's
and
such
most
an ER.
That's one of the reasons that Cane's and Chick-fil-A. That's one of the things they have in common is that when you go there, the people are.
Or like In-N-Out,
sharp,
my pleasure. In-N-Out, yes. Cane's.
Clean.
I mean, Chick-fil-A. But yeah, the my pleasure is the best answer ever.
Yeah.
Because you know me, I'm working with my son, trying to help make him into a good dude. And you know, I'll say thank you. I'll say thank you, and he's always like, "No problem." I'm like, "Dude, don't say no problem." When you say no problem, it sounds like it's a problem, and you're just trying to. Ah, it's no problem. Normally, it's a problem, but this one isn't.
That's really, man.
I know.
On,
it, I'm just like
if that's
just
what
say,
you're basing this off to make him a good man.
I've said that thing for years, but it's true. Don't say
just
no problem.
Say you're welcome.
Say you're welcome, or be Chick-fil-A guy and say my
or say sure thing.
Yeah. No, you can't say that.
I do.
You're welcome, citizen.
Yeah, because that's what you're welcome is so. It feels like you're getting into this weird formal off.
Well,
like, thank you. Not, you're welcome. No, like.
Well, you're welcome. You just
shut it down.
Hey, you're welcome.
I got you.
Formal.
I got you.
I got you is better than I got you is better than no problem.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's like, I got you. I care about you.
Mm-hmm.
No problem. You're in the way. Move.
How about Facebook losing
29
all that money.
22 how
almost
how
$30 billion dollars.
How?
Billion with a B.
Oh, they lost it in a day.
Oh, is it the stock drop?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good time to buy some.
They said it's they think it will go down as the largest one-day loss of a company in the history of Earth.
Wow.
Yeah.
I saw a thing where...
Wow,
I
see that. Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
They lost more money in one day than they listed off like a bunch of humongous companies that we all know. And it was like more. They lost more in one day than the valuation of all those companies combined.
Well, Facebook's market cap is just ridiculous. I'm looking.
It's
at it.
Way it's just, over. It's yeah. It's.
But I mean,
I will say though, they're early on the metaverse, and as VR dudes, Big D and I both got the Oculus 2s. There's something there.
Yeah, it's
there. There's something there. It's way early still, but it's getting there.
Yeah, it's. It's with everything. It starts off kind of clumsy, and that's kind of where we are now with the VR sets.
It's getting better though.
You said it right.
Like I went and watched Guns N' Roses do a concert.
Hey, I did too.
I watched 2 Chainz. I watched Guns N' Roses. I did a little watch the Spurs game the other night. I'm like,
was that?
It was good.
How do they do that?
You do like the courtside. And it's all in 3D, and it's cool.
So,
and you're like, oh, it's awesome.
Okay, so they just place a camera courtside?
Yeah.
Is it in the middle, I guess?
It's like one of those 360-degree cameras, and I guess it's I don't know how they do it. Maybe it's two of them. I don't know. I don't know the algorithms. But, yeah, so you're sitting there watching the game, and it's like you're there.
Yeah. Is it quality? Is it pretty crisp?
Pretty good. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Like you saw the Guns N' Roses thing. It's all the same tech.
Okay.
All right. I mean,
well, the Guns N' Roses one, it wasn't 3D. When I saw it, it was just a screen.
I thought it was.
And it was just a screen. Like, you could look around, but it was still the screen.
I've also, I was watching. So, there's one app called Big Screen, which puts you in a movie theater and you can watch movies with other people, which is great, except they're hosted by those people. So sometimes their batteries die in the middle of a movie things like that. Yeah, I was watching Solo.
Uh-huh.
The Star Wars Han Solo thing. I'm watching that, and he had just gotten to the part where he and Chewie were where they met, and then the dude's thing crashed, and we were just sitting in this empty theater, and everybody's going, "Well, what else is playing?" So I jumped over to Avatar 3D, which was awesome. But yeah, man, there's some really cool things you can do with it. If you're on the fence with an Oculus, get the cheap one, and you won't regret it.
The seven biggest drops in stock market history have all occurred in the last 2 years. And it's all Facebook, Apple, Microsoft, Tesla, Amazon. That's it. Just those five companies. So one, two, three, four, five of the top 10 all time are all Apple. And it's all in the last 5 years. So Apple just goes zero and it crashes and it comes back up. And it's like, man, I don't know. I might have to go buy some Facebook stock today because it seems a little low now. And if you guys are right.
Yeah, maybe, here we go. You know. The Facebook drop was more than the value of Netflix, the entire market capital. They lost more value in one day than Netflix is worth.
Yeah, it's $232 billion. That's insane.
Enormous.
That's a quarter of $1 trillion. It just disappeared.
So
you should value. Compare that to what's the
they lost more GDP than Nike.
Countries.
They lost.
Oh, yeah.
There are full countries whose GDPs are less than $232 billion.
It's all like you can't even fathom that money. At least, like I hear that and I start checking out and because like Charlie Brown's teacher, it's Monopoly money. At that point, it's
they lost
like,
more
it's so fake
more than what McDonald's is worth.
Yeah, again, I can't even comprehend that. I
and
just go,
that's
okay.
Also, think about that. Why is Facebook worth more than McDonald's?
Yeah,
that like I'm not saying Facebook's not a valuable thing, but y'all realize McDonald's. It's not just the food, it's the real estate, the whole thing. McDonald's is a huge company.
It's
Walmart.
Your information. Yeah, that's what's worth everything.
Remember, you are the product on Facebook.
Yeah, it's also
you're not the user, you're the product.
People think it's more important than it is.
They're selling your information and making a killing off of it.
That was one of the things I saw a guy say the reason, one of the reasons why it dropped was because things that changed where they can't
the Apple iOS settings was the big one.
Yep.
Is that the thing that you were talking about?
Yep.
Yeah. Like Apple says that you can now get out of Facebook and they can't track you on other apps and all that kind of
like
stuff.
$20 billion last year because they put so much money into the metaverse and nobody on Wall Street understands that yet.
It's coming. Still,
well.
You know. Web3, baby. Yeah. We
okay.
on the way.
The GDP of Egypt is slightly more than that, $235 billion. That's how much money they make
a
year in the whole country. In the whole country. Vietnam is less than that. Portugal, the Czech Republic, Romania. These are all countries I've heard of. These aren't like, you know, third world countries. These are all in the top 50. Peru, New Zealand, Greece, $203 million.
It's a word.
Yeah, that's nuts, man. Like, it's.
Did you see the pink ladies are getting an origin story?
No.
Yeah. Paramount Plus is doing a like Pink Ladies Before Grease origin story.
When is that? When is that coming?
I don't know, man,
because
but it's coming.
Stacey is going to be all
obsessed.
Over that.
Yep, 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 yep.
Oh, wow.
It will be a musical.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
It's like we're getting origin stories for things that we never thought we would ever care about. Like the Buzz Lightyear origin story movie that's coming.
No.
Like, oh, you haven't seen the trailer?
No.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty cool looking. I mean, it's Buzz Lightyear. But it makes me think, is Buzz Lightyear supposed to be a real person and the toy is patterned after him? Because that's the way the movie looks.
I guess we'll
or
find
is
out.
This Buzz's story? Like, I don't know. Yeah. It looks like Buzz is a real person. And they pattern the toy after that person. I don't know.
Well, now we'll know.
I can't
super
wait.
Super interesting.
Hong Kong hamsters should have happened.
Okay.
Have you guys seen what's going on right now?
No.
So the...
I forgot to set my hamster Google alert.
People in Hong Kong are trying to save their animals because like there's this whole thing where Hong Kong, they have a zero COVID policy. And they're saying that, you know, your pets can carry COVID too. So they're basically asking people to turn their pets in and have them culled, C-U-L-L-E-D, mm-hmm. killed, in other words. And they're going to put down everybody's pets. And it started with the hamsters, and now they've moved on to corgis and all the other stuff. And people are paying, like I'm looking right here, there are people with pets paying up to $190,000 to take their cats and dogs with them on these private flights out of Hong Kong. So they're trying to rescue. They're paying $200,000.
Mm-hmm.
We should have got some hamsters.
Nobody's paying $200,000 for their hamster, and also we don't have a plane to go to Hong Kong and get them.
I'm sorry, like, I thought this was just a bit on the air. I didn't know this.
No,
was
Bubba,
this,
Bubba,
I know
ever
know
a just
guy.
A he knows a guy.
I had a guy.
He really does. He knows a guy.
Okay.
Anyway, it's still amazing that you know. I mean, Right. Oh, that's Hong Kong $200,000.
Well, that
means it's $25,000 American money.
Not even worth it. I was going to buy get their a plane, pets out. But it's not worth it.
I mean, their pets are, well, I mean, $200,000. I mean, you got, let's say you get 15 pets on there at 25 right. grand a piece. You're making money.
Now, let's do it, man. Who wants to buy a jet and go to Hong Kong? Anybody take her? No? All right. See y'all on Monday.
Let's go sell those.
Hey, you got the 92 minutes of favorites coming.
I wish we are laughing so much at that, and I
one
wish
day.
Everyone listening could have
one day.
Have we'll get
that
to tell
same
you one day.
Experience.
What episode is this? 369? Maybe on 399.
No,
maybe,
what are you doing?
Maybe
that's like
499.
We're not doing that. We are not
I'm just saying,
telling that story.
One day the story will get out there.
Hey, you got the 92 minutes of favorites coming.
And you'll hear the whole thing. You'll get the context.
So,
and we'll tell
know.
You the backstory.
Really,
it's going
to
be funny.
I don't want to be the guy name dropping, but I'm going to say, so Tracy Lawrence is my friend, and he always makes the same joke over again that he's going to write a book one day, but he needs to wait for a few more people to die before he can tell those stories. And I'm like, might have to wait for some people to die before we tell that story. But
why? I don't think. I don't see.
I just
what
don't want
whole...
to make any more enemies. We don't need any enemies.
Well, that guy's not very healthy.
That's
so.
Not our thing. That's the other radio show's thing where you make enemies. We don't do that.
I know, but it doesn't matter. Like we've got an enemy now. We've got some now, and like we didn't do anything.
Doesn't
so
this
what's
guy
it matter?
Not like us?
I know, but this guy. Yeah. Well, yeah. But I mean, I don't. So, you know. Yeah,
what are you going to make him?
What he's going to go into some company or whatever? And
I don't know.
Blacklist
it's just not nice. How about that? How about we? Be nice.
And well, he wasn't nice.
No, he wasn't.
He was not nice.
In fact, lied
we're
about
people.
Us on the air.
We're yeah. better people than him. So
as we play the clip play over and over
and tell you that one day you well, will get that story and you're going to love it. You will. Comedian Dusty Slay, if you're listening on an audio if you're watching on YouTube or anywhere else, you're not going to hear this part. But if you're listening on an audio version of the podcast, comedian Dusty Slay is coming up right after this closing jingle. He's got a great – well, we'll let him tell you all about it right now.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay because you can listen to the regular show on the radio. Every day, it was the podcast.
Hey, comedian Dusty Slay in the studio with us. Got season 3 of the stand-ups now on Netflix. He's in the studio with us. What's up, brother? Good to see
all
you.
All right, man. We're having a good time.
Yeah, we are. It's happening. This is all
it's
happening.
It's a party.
You okay?
I told Garrett that, I mean, Garrett, I told Dusty that my 12-year-old daughter likes to watch stand-ups, so I try to watch things first. To make sure it's okay for a 12-year-old. As I let her watch Dusty's new Netflix special on the stand-ups. Uh-huh. And she goes, about halfway through, she just looks at me and goes, he's funny, but he is weird.
I was like, well, and I said, at least she knows what she's talking about. You know what I mean? That's how I like to describe my comedy. Funny, but weird. You know, I grew up in a trailer park, but I was the weird guy in the trailer park. You know what I mean?
Wow. That's okay. That's a serious label.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, congratulations. I understand that you have been sober for 10 years.
That's true. That is true.
Alcohol?
From alcohol, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
I mean, I've done some other things here and there, but no alcohol, no cigarettes for 10 years.
Oh, both.
Wow.
Did you do both at the same on the same
well,
day?
Well, I quit the day that I woke up hungover and decided to quit drinking. I was still gonna smoke. Uh-huh. But my lungs were so wore out that I couldn't even pull the cigarette.
Gosh.
And I was like, what am I doing?
Wow.
So one day apart, basically.
Yeah. So like, I was like, well, and then I dipped for 3 days. I was like, I was going to try to keep that going. And then it just wouldn't, it just didn't happen. So
dude,
I dumped the can and gave it up.
That's where the coffee chew comes in. So there's coffee grounds mixed with honey and some non-dairy creamer, and you dip that. And then that way, instead of spitting, you're just brewing coffee.
Wow.
You swallow it.
Wow. I'm not interested, but at the
But you can appreciate those
yeah.
who are.
Yeah. Bubba discovered this about 10 years ago, and he thinks it's the best
it
idea.
It is the
now,
best idea.
Do it.
No,
I do.
In reality, it's not practical.
I do. Well, like if I'm playing like a sport or something, yeah, it's great. And it's also nice when you're fishing.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, when you're dipping, it is all about just something sitting in your lip like that. Mm-hmm. You know, like I found some herbs that I was doing for a while.
And you just dip them?
Yeah, you just
put
dip
them.
Yeah, and it was like, I don't know if there was nicotine in there, but it felt good to just have the
the thing sensation there. Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but something about ripping up your gums feels good.
Yeah, you talk like my Uncle Larry. Yeah, that thing going on. When I was a kid, I didn't know why Uncle Larry talked weird, and then I realized because he always had a big old dip in his mouth.
Well, it's the giveaway is the spit cup.
So Dusty, did Bubba have you until he said it's like you don't spit, you can just it's like you're brewing coffee, you swallow. that's usually where most people go. Yeah, I'm good.
Well, you can drink coffee too.
Yes, it just seems like a lot. But if I were trying to quit dipping, I'd give that a shot.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
Yeah,
Dusty Slay, comedian Dusty Slay, with us. You can follow him online. He's at Dusty Slay, and within this Netflix show. It's called the stand-ups. This is now, for those who don't know what the show is about, explain how, it's third season now.
Yeah, I think it's like kind of like the new Comedy Central Presents or the new HBO special. I mean, it's a nice way to get introduced to the world. And, if my half hour does well, then they give me an hour. And it's a great half hour. I just need people to go watch it. Right. But I have no idea how it's been doing. I think it's doing great.
Do you get any reports ever? I mean, do they say, hey, if you hit this metric, then we're going to look at that hour? You say does well, but do they give you actual numbers?
I haven't gotten them yet. I think it's about a little bit after a month you start getting some numbers. So I should get some soon.
Well, we have 17 listeners, and we're going to ask everyone to go and watch right now.
Yeah.
The stand-ups, Dusty Slay. Make sure you check him out because we want to get the whole hour.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it's a hot set. I mean, this one that I put together, it's jokes I've been doing on the road for a long time, and then a bunch of drinking jokes. I do about 10 minutes of drinking and driving jokes. So
that's why I guess.
Yeah, that's why I do like people to know that I have quit now. These were mistakes I was making.
Yeah, right.
I'm not for drinking and driving. I'm just telling you I did it for a long time.
Yeah.
For me. I mean, sure, I wrecked, but nobody got hurt.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. I understand
somebody is so mad right now. Yep. I can actually see
like,
the
literally
person.
Mad
so
is
I
mad right
believe.
Now.
Yeah, mad is mad. So when I know you're playing the Opry, the Grand Ole Opry, do you change your set at all because of, the audience maybe is older? Or?
Well, it's, I get short set, 10 to 15 minutes depending on the night at the Opry. So I just choose things that are not too edgy. Not that I'm an edgy comic anyway, but I just kind of know what to do at the Opry. I'll try to throw something in there once in a while that doesn't really work, but
it's not going
to
work.
Just to see him squirm a little bit on the side of the stage, everybody else like, oh.
I feel like I found the jokes that they really like. Like, I got a joke where I say that the TSA keeps taking my pocket knives at the airport, Like, I forget that I have them and they take them, and it's just a small pocket knife, and I always say if I'm a threat on an airplane with a knife that big, I'm somewhat of a threat without it.
That's exactly is true. Right. Yeah. That is logic.
Yeah. Like, what am I, Chuck Norris? I need it with a nail clipper.
Like
I got
John Wick with a pencil.
Right. I just feel like if I stand up with a small knife like that, somebody will take me down.
That's right.
And nobody's going to go, oh, no.
Oh, no. We're all in trouble.
Yeah, it's probably going to be someone who looks like Carson just say that. She's like, okay. Hey, everyone said, I got this.
Yeah. There's a very average-sized dude with a small knife.
And hand sanitizer.
Four ounces.
Oh, it has gotten crazy. It's insane. And I don't know, where that stuff ends up because they'll take it. I've had it before where you have an item. You're like, hey, do you want that? You mail it to your. And I was like, just keep it. And they know that. And they just got to. Bags and bags of that stuff somewhere.
I've decided that they have a meeting in the morning and they decide what they all need at home.
They do that. Yeah. They do it. Like, there's a guy I know that works for TSA. He's like, I'll never need to buy a lighter again for the rest of my life.
They took my cigar lighter the other day in the same pocket with a Bic. They didn't take the Bic, they took the cigar lighter.
Because somebody needed one.
Right. Yeah, they said you can't have that.
Well, what's the difference in a cigar lighter and a regular lighter?
Well, it's like the torch.
Oh, the torch.
But it's like, I don't know, I can still light stuff on fire with a Bic.
A Bic, yeah.
Man, I could light stuff on fire with a magnifying glass.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, they took my magnifying glass
they
too.
They will. They will take your magnifying glass.
All right. So here's what we're asking you to do. If you like Dusty, and you should, he's awesome. Go on Netflix and watch season 3 of The Stand Ups, and enjoy it, laugh, and then tell your friends about it. That way, his 30 minutes can become an hour. Mm-hmm. And you know what? You make his. You're doing something nice. This is like paying for the person behind you at Starbucks. Coffee. You're doing someone a solid.
And I also like the fact that my Netflix knows that I like your comedy because you're the picture it shows
all
me.
All right. I love that. Well, you know, I got an hour ready to go. So I got a new, if you come see me live, I got a new hour. So you can watch that half hour, then come see me live, and it's all new.
There you go.
So I'm ready to go with it. I got a 7-minute breakdown of the song, It's 5 O'Clock Somewhere, that I'm just waiting.
This is a song.
I have seen Dusty do this bit where he makes fun of the song. And what you don't know, Dusty, is we've been making fun of at least the end of this song.
Yeah.
It's on the air.
I'd love to hear
the
that.
The navigational beacons.
Oh, yeah. The end is what I struggle with a little bit, but... you know, I just say that he says, you know, it's a song that justifies drinking any time of the day. But, you know, you just say it's 5 o'clock and it's okay, right? But it only works for drinking. You know, you can't show up late for work and be like, hey, 9 o'clock somewhere.
Actually, I do that just about every day.
But then the chorus, there's a line in the chorus where he says, it's only half past 12, and that's 12:30, just to be clear. He says, it's only half past 12, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, right? But that's not true. You know, it may be 5:30 somewhere.
Right. Or 4:30?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, you're right. You're right. No, you're right.
But we don't lose a half hour just because you changed time
zones. Dusty getting specific with the songwriters here. Like,
he's not wrong.
No, I know.
But my idea of the breakdown is just kind of the character in the song, right? He's acting, you know, the song, it seems like he's the problem. But he always just tries to make it seem like his job's so hard, his boss is so rough on him, you know. But he's the problem in the song, you know.
Right. We all know those people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's like, the sun is hot and that old clock is moving slow and so am I, right? So, like, right away, hungover at work.
But it's not you. It's them. It's not you. It's them. We've always talked about how that the ending is just where they go back and forth. It's just awkward.
I don't like songs where they talk to each other at the end. I love the song, but it's like they try to top each other. Alan's like, keep it between the navigational beacons. So. And then like Buffett comes back and goes, the buoys. It's like, what?
Yeah, it's like, that's another thing too. It's like, it takes us out of the reality of the song, right? So this guy is going along complaining about his job. And then we get to the third verse and it's like, now he's buddies with Jimmy Buffett.
Tough
like,
life.
Like, he's been hanging out in a bar with Jimmy Buffett the whole time.
That's why he was hungover in the first line.
Yeah. And then he says, Jimmy Buffett, you know, he's like, what would Jimmy Buffett do? And then it's like, Jimmy Buffett tells him to keep drinking, right? And it's like, but that's really what you want from Jimmy Buffett, right?
Right.
You got a real drinking problem. If Jimmy Buffett pops up and goes, you know what, you should probably shut it down.
It is closing time somewhere, bud.
Yeah.
I've been watching you, and I think you need to just kind of.
Yeah. You can check Dusty out online at Dusty Slay, and also check out The Stand Up Season 3. It's on Netflix. And,
watch it support, now. Do it support now. You're Dusty, doing him a huge favor.
Support Dusty Slay. Dude, it's good to see you again. Thanks for dropping by, brother. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.